left hanging yesterday the words of Rashi as they're brought in Tosfos Gazier. What I'd like to do today is first try to finish up the piece of the sugya, and then come back to Tosfos and to Shitas Rashi. So first let's finish the Gemara, and then we'll come back to that Tosfos. The Gemara, the last thing we learned in the Gemara yesterday was the din of Shavua Shana Chayde Shabbos. That we said a Chiddush Otzum, that if you have a get and they neglected to put in the day or the month or the year, but they wrote the Shavua, that's a kosher get. And we passed it that way. Imagine you're a chasana, and they're reading the Ksuba, and they forgot to put in the day, or the date, or the month, all they wrote is the year. So I think everybody would assume it's the Pasul of Ksuba. So we're saying here in the Gemara that a shtar, it's true of all shtaris, that a shtar has to have a zman, that it's enough if you just wrote the year. That would also be a kashra shtar. So Gemara asks, so what does that help? So the Gemara says, Ahanu l'shvud d'kamei l'shvud d'basrei. And the Gemara proves it. You never know exactly the time. You don't write Shois and Ishtar. So everybody asks the same kasha. I don't mean all the Mepharshim, but everybody here asks the same kasha. So what kind of proof is that? You're proving to me that in the same day, we're not worried about if she was Mizan an hour later, an hour earlier. That if you can write just the day, it could be that she was Mizan at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he wrote the Shtar noon, and he's going to pretend that he wrote it before 8. So this is the question. So from there we prove that Shana is good also, Shavua is good also. So the question is that what kind of proof is that? That it'll happen the same day as Moed Lo Shchiyach. After all, when she's Mizana, she doesn't have a ties. She doesn't tell her husband. So she's Mizana Tachtav. So the odds that he'll find out the same day, and he'll realize she'll get Misa, and he'll be Mefuyis to write a get, and he'll actually write the get all in the same day, is probably a very minor chance. Mashenkein Shana, within a year you'll be Mephayis, and he'll find out he'll be Mephayis, and that's much more Shriyah. So everybody here was Matri on this Dinyan in the Gemara, how you're comparing the day to the year. So I would, the Kasha is a good Kasha, I would just try to be Matimid a little bit, that two Nakudas. First of all, that it's not really a shash. In the one Gemara, a lot of times you get caught up in the technicality of it. It's not really a shash, because picture for a minute, somebody wants to write a get to save his wife's life. So he's going to go to a cipher and go to aid and say, write the get, please just leave out the month and the day. Just write the year. I don't think it's a davar shchiach that the sefer me'edim will say, okay, why not? I don't think it's a davar shchiach at all, this chashash. The chashash that it's actually going to happen, that the seferim and the edim are just blindly going to follow the husband's instruction and how to write gittin. After all, the sefer is the expert in writing the gittin, not the husband. The husband's coming, he's telling them, write the get, but please leave out the day and the month and the year. Write the shavua. The odds that they're going to be masking for such a thing is kamat nil. I mean, what's going to happen? They'll right away be suspicious that there's something going on. And certainly if they'll find out their agent that his wife is Mizana, they'll understand right away what's going on. So it's not as if it's something that's going to happen. Just what? Just that, so why is it, so therefore what? So therefore, why would they mash such a star? So we have to plug in the words of some cipher, who says that when Chazal and Misakin's man in Gittin, they gave it the same rule as all shtaris. They wanted it to be less complicated, not more complicated. They wanted it to be less complicated. So they wanted that a cipher should know you write Zmanim in Gittin just like you write Zmanim everywhere else. But the Dinim should know the rules here are just like everywhere else. Hey, Yois, everywhere else, Shtarais are good. If you chatzil, you write the exact date. But Lamaisa, Shtarais are kosher, even if they have the Shavua Shana Chaydish alone. So Lamaisa, they said the same thing by Gittin. Just you're going to jump on me and say, so why does it help for the Takana? So I'm telling you, it's a kiyum of the Takana. If you're worried that it's really going to happen, I'm telling you it's not really going to happen. The cipher and the Eidim won't be masking. Just the Gemara, Teretz has to be, it has to help for something. So Ahani, liyum de kameh. But I would think the Ikka Nekuda the Teretz is, like the Sam Sefer says, that they made it the same as all Shvaris. And maybe that's the Haichacha, that we didn't write hours. The Haichacha is, why weren't they misakin to write the hours into the get? Why didn't they write what hour it was? So the answer is the same thing. They didn't say write the hours because they made it like all Shvaris. This takkan is like all stars. So they didn't go so far to write the hours, even though it'll help for a less shkiachtika case. So I would think that to be matim a little bit, the pashpshat the gemara, that maybe would help to understand. A component the gemara asks, was it two more kashis? Amalei ravina l'rava, kasvei va'isvei bikissei. What are you going to do in a case where a man wrote a get? And he was thinking it over. So he kept the get in his pocket. He mefaisa tefayis. Maybe he won't give the get. My meaning, what takana do you have for such a case that he won't be mechapal basachaisai or he won't, they won't be cheating regarding the payers? People don't do that. People don't do that. You go to somebody who writes git and he'll tell you that it doesn't happen that way. Once the person comes and writes the get is given. It's a real thing that the get is not given. That person puts it in his pocket. So, lamaisa, it doesn't happen. And therefore, the kasha is no kasha. In the Gemara is going to ask a similar kasha in a minute from Gitna Abam Gitna Sayam, a similar kasha, which we'll get to in a second. The bottom Tosfos on Yedzayin on the base is a kasha. So why don't we answer Ahani Lekamei? Tosfos says, I don't understand. When you're telling me that you write in within 7 years, Ahani Lekamei, and also before the 7 years. Good. So the same thing. Someone writes his man, he puts it in his pockets. So Ahani Lekamei, it helps before he wrote it. He wrote, say he wrote it on Sunday. He carries it in his pocket for a week, a month, even a year. So Ahani Lekamei, this man helps for before that man. That's Tosfos kasha. Right? Why does the Gemara say the same terrors? The same thing the Tosfos kasha is on the next piece. When you write a shtar in Medina Sayyam, the Gemara is the kasha, it can have the earlier date. If I did the Zelda kasha for Tosfos, that Ahani Lekamei, say the same terrors. So Davni Meluim answers Tosfos kasha. He says it could be that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos is not clear what Tosfos means. And the Meluim says that Ahani Lekamei helps in the case of Shavua, or Shana, or Chaydesh, because Lamaisa, it's true a person could lie. A person could lie. He could say it was earlier in the year, not later in the year. But when someone will lie, the shtar is not going to help the lie. The shtar just won't protect against the lie. The shtar is not helping the lie. Let's say the shtar says we're written in the year Toshin Samachay. And really it was written in Nisan. He'll pretend it was written in Tishrei. So he's going to come and say it was written in Tishrei. He'll pull out the shtar. All it says is Toshin Samachay. That shtar doesn't help him in his lie and it doesn't protect against his lie. So in that case, the Gemara says, okay, Ahani l'dekamei, it helps the Toshin Samadalit, and that's good enough, we'll be mashim. But in this case, where the Gemara said, the monach b'kriy b'kisei, what does that mean? That means he wrote it in Tishrei, and he put it in his pocket, and he gave it in Nisan. And now he's going to pretend that he gave it in Tishrei. He's going to lie. He'll say, I actually gave the get in Tishrei. In this case, the get is going to help his lie. The get is going to support his lie, because they'll look at the get, they'll see it says it's dated Tishrei. They won't realize he carried it around in his pocket for a few months. So, in this case, the get is Messiah, the Sheker. So, we're not going to answer Ahani Lekamei to you, if you have a get that helps him in his lie. The get doesn't protect against his lie, okay. But that the get should help him in his lie. Such a thing, we're not going to. The Gemara is asking a kasha. That why don't you make a takana for that? The get that's going to help him. The same thing in the Dinas Hayam case, in the Gemara's kasha. Gemara asks that they're going to write it in Medina, and they're going to write it in Bavel in Tishrei. They'll date it in Tishrei. He'll travel to Eretz Yisrael till Nissan. He'll give it in Nissan. So the same kasha that he'll lie, he'll say it was given in Tishrei. And the shtar will help his lie. When the shtar is going to help his lie, that we can't go. We can't go with such a thing. The shtar is going to help his lie. So that, what are you going to do about it? So how are you going to protect against it? So the Gemara says, it's not going to happen. Well, it's not going to happen often enough that we have to make takadas. But this is the Avnim Luim's insight. It helps. It'll help in a minute for other kashas, but it helps for Havana that when Chazal made the takon of Zman, there were taka loose ends in the takon. Loose ends, we could be civil. We don't protect everything, okay. But to do something that's going to make it worse, that's going to help the Sheker, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Then if he keeps it in his pocket, it comes out, the Shtar helps his lie. He'll say, I gave it earlier, and the Shtar will indicate that he gave it, because usually a person gives it when he writes it. So if it helps a lie, that's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara has to say a different teretz. It can't say the teretz of Ahani Lidekamei. Let's see the next kasha. Now the Mulum explains that it helps for the next piece of Gemara too. This is all in Kuf Chav Zayin Dalet. Next line of the Gemara. Amalei Ravina Laravashi. Kitten Habo Medina Sayam. Same problem. Mr. Benissen. Lemati Atishrei. Exactly the same thing. The Shtar is going to say it was written in Nisan of Toshin Samachay. And you're not going to get there until Tishrei. It'll already be the next Tishrei, Toshin Samavad. Mayil Chavita Karnasim. She'll be Mizan in between. Mayil Chavita Karnasim. I see it didn't help for them. Rashi says, Bein Linyin Peris, Bein Linyin Znus. That the Kashi aside for Peri, they'll pretend it was in the earlier date. The Seifer's Nus, they'll also pretend it was the earlier date. So the Kash is on both, which I guess the way we would learn Pashtun. And with the Gemara, Hanukkah, Omalei, Hanukkah, Isla, who has a coil. So therefore what? Since it has a coil, therefore what? He wrote it in Nisan, came to Medina Sayyam, gave it in Tishrei. She was Mizana sometime in between. Let's say she was Mizana in, was written, what do we say, in Nisan. It was written in Nisan, it came till Tishrei. So she was Mizana in Sivan. So what's going to happen? He's going to say, oh, I gave it in Nisan a year. And the Chayro will be able to fool us. So the Gemara says, Hanukkah is late as a coil, that it was came from Medina Sayyam. Therefore, why? It's a Grashi. Therefore, Bainlin is Nus, Bainlin is Paris, Boy Lasuye Raya. What does that mean? It means we're going to kill her. So it sounds like from Asher. We're going to give her Misa, unless she could prove that it was given before she was Mizan. That's what it sounds like from Asher. Saila got to pay her Sailing his nurse. Well, tell her, bring her out. Tell her, bring her out. So that is a little too difficult for the Rishonim to swallow. He'll give her Misa. Give her Nisa. What happened? She has a get in her hand that's dated Nisa. There's a coil that it came with a shliach. She claims the shliach got here in ER, and I wasn't Mizana until 7. That's what she's telling us a story. Look, I have a get in my hand, dated Nisa. I was Mizana in 7. Taka, you're right, I was Mizana in 7, but I was already given the get between Nisa and 7. So for Rashi, we're going to tell her 1 minute, there's a koil here that this came from Medina Sayyam, so therefore we're going to give you Misa. Unless you could prove that you got it earlier. That's pshat. Can you give a Misa? That's what it means. What? Before she goes to be Mizana, she goes to Bezin. And get a star. Okay, but that's my. But the question I think that they're asking is why Lamaisa, if she didn't, why would we give a Misa? From circumstantial evidence, we'll give a Misa? These are the kashas that they ask. I think it's the pshat in Taisus Kasha too. Taisus Hanukkah is Lu Pirsh Bakuntris. By the way, right, it's Mata Gipal Yad. The Tema. Leans Nus. The Hidia Dua Shalai Bali Yad Abiyay Makasabai. Shitaka didn't get it in this in. Makamakam Yachal Chapis Laimish and Asala Kaidim Shizinsa. Kamai Kaidim Shitik Muzma. Still, he could lie. So what's pshat in Rashi? Why does this help Leans Nus? Why does Kala Islu help the Gabi's Nus? This is the kasha that a number of Rishayim ask on Rashi. So the Avnei Meluim says, Lefi Devarai, it's good. Taka, we won't give a Misa. Avada, we're not going to give a Misa. If she says she got to get an ER, and she says she got to get an ER, she was on in Sivan, we can't give a Misa because we don't know. Just we had a kasha that so the star is not a good star. It says Nisa. And with the Avnei Meluim, he says 1 minute. Ahani l'dekamei. Really, this man of Nisan, ahani l'dekamei. It helps for before Nisan. If she was Mizana before Nisan, well, no, she was an Eishes Ish. Ahani l'dekamei. Just what did the Avnei Meluim say a minute ago? We don't say a teres of ahani l'dekamei when. When the shtar is going to help the lie. When the shtar helps, when she'll say a lie, and the shtar is going to help her, she'll say, I was Megureshes. And she'll pull out a shtar that's dated Nissen, it'll help her. A shtar that helps her, that helps the lie, we don't say a honey to look on it. So, Rashi, the Gemara says, Kala Islu, has a coil. Since it has a coil, Lamaisa, the shtar doesn't help her lie. She'll say, I got this get, and here's proof, I have it. We'll tell her right away, this star is no proof. It doesn't prove anything. There's a coil that came from Medina Sayyam. We know it wasn't given in Nissan. So they're going to ask her to be Mavar when it was given. Now, at the end, if she can't prove it, we're not going to be able to give her Misa. Because Lamaisa, we don't know. But we're going to come back to the other terrors, that it's a kosher get, the sahani l'dekame. It helps for before Nissan. It was dated Nissan, it helps with Nissan before Nissan. The kasha was only that if she'll be Mizana in Iyar or Sivan, this shtar will prove her lie. She'll say that this Nissan was before, and the shtar will help her. The shtar won't help her. Because there's a coil. We know this business that the date Nissan proves nothing. The fact that it says Nissan, it proves zero, doesn't prove a thing. Lamaisin, we won't be able to give a Misa because we're going to be stuck. Like any shtar that doesn't have Zman, at the end of the day, after everything is done, we're going to be stuck. We're going to have to not give a Misa. But that wasn't the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha was that the shtar helps the lie. So for the Gemara, Kala Islu, it has a coil. The shtar doesn't help the lie. And Lamaisa, it's going to end up being the shtar, like Shoyse Shvua, Shoyse Shana, that only helps for before, and only helps for before the Zman. Yeah. See, in the Kasha, the point is this. The Gemara could answer the Kasha by saying Ahani L'Kameh. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? Because the teres of Ahani L'Kameh is still missing that the shtar helps the lie. Once the Gemara says Kala Islu, the Gemara is saying the shtar doesn't help the lie. And once the shtar doesn't help the lie, so now the teres of Ahani L'Kameh, the old teres, comes back. Which the Gemara answered to the first Kasha. That's true by Shavua, Shana, Chaydish also. Right? That's true there too. But we say we want to make a takana similar to all takana shtaris. And as long as the shtar is not misayeya sheker, even if it doesn't protect against the sheker, we're going to be mashed. So whatever kashi will have is the kashi you had before by Shavuot Shana Chodesh, and this will be.
Oh, sheker got a teres for
what?
The
sheker.
Oh,
so for Peiris, that they don't have a problem with Rashi. We'll tell her, prove it. If you can't prove it, we're not going to give you the Peiris. The Kash was only going to be Nisa. Then we're going to give a Nisa, but without any proof. And the Kash was only in the Nisa part. That's why most Rishonim learn that this Gemara's Kash is not Bengling in Peiris, Bengling is Nus. They'll stop the for Peiris. Kash is on Rashi. So if the Gabi is Nus, what's the Peiris? Call it Islay. We're going to make her prove it. We'll give a Nisa. It's not a stop. So the Kash was only.
Often the Gemara goes and sometimes they'll ask a question, give an answer, ask a question, you think with that answer. But over here in Gemara, we don't mention in the same answer that we mentioned by Shul. So Gemara asks the question, Ma'ayu with Ahmed Ahmad. It seems that when we ask the question, even knowing the previous answer, we still have a question. And if we're before the Abdul, the way he's understanding, it's actually the opposite, it's not a question.
No, the point of the question is a good question. The question was, the shtar is misayeh to hasheker. The shtar says nissen, and she's saying it's nissen, and it's a lie, because it came in the sayan. So in the kasha was a good kasha despite the previous terrors. Before you knew kala islay.
Right.
So Gemara's kasha was, if you have a gef from dina sayam dated nissen, she's mizan in ER, or simen, and now she comes in and she says, no, I got my get in nissen. She'll pull out the get. It says nissen. Bezen will say, oh, good, you're off the hook. In the kasha, we said the shtar is misayay of the law. So the shtar is being mekalkel. And in the Gemara, no, with that, the shtar is not mekalkel. Kalislo has a cut. Now, if you're going to follow up with the kasha and say, yeah, it's not makalkal, but it's not mistaken either, so that, we already said, the hanig l'shur the kamei, we can't fix everything. But the Gemara and the kasha only meant to say that it's makalkal, and the hanukal is the answer, that's not makalkal. All right, here's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Chav Zayin, sif Zayin, I believe. Says, what happens if you're in Bezna? And you're writing a get. And it gets late, squabbling, fighting, arguing, and you wrote up the whole get, and they got into all their arguments and finished, and by the time you're ready to give the get, or sign the get even, it's Lila. What are you going to do now? You start all over. The get was written on the and they're arguing, now it's night. So now you're going to have a problem. They either are going to sign it now at night. It's going to be a shtar mugdim. It's going to be a shtar shenichta b'yayim v'nichtam b'layla. Why do we have no eitzah? What we're going to have to do is start all over again. You write to get. So Shulchan Aruch says an eitzah. Shulchan Aruch says, if you have such a case, where you wrote a get by day, by the time they sign it, it's already night. Ain't takana lachshira, ella sheyitnu al yedei shaliach. Gemara says, I have a good idea. You don't have to rewrite the whole thing. In Beis Din, we'll tell the husband, okay, listen. By now, this is a little messed up here. The shtar is going to be a shtar mogadim. The eidim are going to sign. It's a dated by day. We'll let the eidim sign. There'll be a shtar mogadim. But you don't give it to your wife. You'll make one of us, a shliach, and we'll give it to the wife. What does that help? So the Gemara says, get your nitna al yidei shliach, kala islahu, as a coil. And since it has a coil, the fact that it's mugdim doesn't passel it. It could be written in Nisan and be sent for Tishrei. And Mela, that'll be the aid. So you give it over to a third person. The person will give it. It'll be colorless blue, and this will be an aid. As I say, Shulchan Aruch. What? For the Sina, yeah. No, they'll sign it, and now if they're going to sign it, they'll do the Nesina by night. There'll be a shtar mugdim.
So
So you have two cases. We have one case where the Ksiva and Chasimu was by day and the Nesim was by night. And we have one case where the Ksiva was by day and the Chasimu was at night. L'chaira for both of them, there'll be an Eitzah to give it Ayidei Shliach. I want to give it Ayidei Shliach. No problem. The Gemara here leaves a big exception to all these rules. And once you have this exception, it'll solve all the problems. I mean, if you do it, if you follow this exception, this is an exception. All the rules with Zman are all wonderful, fine rules, and any time you do a normal get, you have to follow it. You should know, if you're ever stuck, and you already have a Shtar Mugdam, and maybe it's hard to get the husband back, and maybe Bezdin made a mistake with the date, whatever they did, you should always remember, there's one exception. Ayidei Shliach. If you ever have a problem with a get with Zman, just give it through Shliach. There'll be a kail. Once there'll be a kail, no one's going to rely on this man in the shtar. They'll know they have to have this man of Deit and Sira, and there won't be any problems. It's what Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says, that this is an issue. People talk about it. I mean, I don't know how many people are in Bezdin to see it. But the guy comes to me and says, I don't know how many people are there either. But sure, people will talk about it. They'll say, you know what happened in Bezdin yesterday? It got late. They couldn't do it. Everyone thought they'd have to start all over. And the Dayan came up with a great answer. He may give Ayidei Shliach. Whoever's there will talk about it. I don't know if there'll be enough people. It'll be interesting enough. But it'll be the same thing with a get that comes from Russia. And they're going to say, yeah.
But
the Gemara is saying that if it's dated in this, and you give it in Tishrei, there's no problem.
Yeah, but that's not a Shtar Mokdam. Here you go with the soul. The Gemara, the Chacham is saying, if you start writing Shtar Mokdam, it's possible. So now we say, what's the reason for Zman, which is preempted before this concept of Zman Mokdam? Well, Shtar Mokdam is that's under thin. But whereas we've made a Zman, where does Zman come from? We said okay. These reasons.
All right, you may be right. Let me go Beseder. The Beis Shmuel is Taylor this and Machlaikis the Rajba and the Ran is Shad in the Gemara's Teretz. Hanu Kala is this. We make on a get that comes of Adina Sayyam. And we're Saimah that there's enough of a Kyle that will prevent problems. Why are we so Makel? So the Ran says, Dafka begitten habon be medina sayam sanchi akala mishum iguna. We're only saimach on this kula, the kula is like only in a get that comes from a different country. Mishum iguna lamaisa, it's hard. The husband's in a different country, the wife's in a different country. And certainly in time of Chazal, where people didn't fly like they fly around today. So mishum iguna, that's why Chazal was saimach on the kula. And the Ran says that it's really a Rashi. Rashi in the next Gemara, which you may not have learned yet, by Mashlish, where a man gives a get through a Shalish. He doesn't give the get to his wife himself, he gives it to a third party. Rashi there says, HaMashlish, Masa get l'shliach k'day l'gashabai, l'saif gimel chadashim, v'hu halach l'darkai. Rashi says, when is a get going to be kosher? Through a shalish, only if the husband's not here. He traveled, he went to Medina Sayyam. It's also a case of aguna. It's a case where the husband is not here. So then, we make the kala islahu, and he sent a chandakail. Only because of aguna. Zotte be Shmuel, according to this Ran, we're not going to be makel in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The husband's right here in Bezdin. He's right here. It's not a chatzilah. It's not something that we do. In a case where we're stuck, the husband is medina sayam, so then we could do it. But otherwise, we can't be there. That's Shita Sarah. The Rajba says Kisvara Saran. He starts off with the same thing as the Ran, and he rejects it. He says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Mashlish. Doesn't say the husband's not there. Zakta Rajba, we're mekel in all cases, because lemaisa, it's enough of a koil. The fact that it's given al-yidei shliach or al-yidei sholish, which is not a davar shliach, that's enough of a reason that we are going to be mekel, and because of kalis luhu, and that's a straight akuma. So the Beis Shmuel, this one, it says in Shulchan Aruch that we're mekel is dafka like the Shita Sarajba, that the Rajba holds that this is a lachatchila dika kula. You're allowed to be samech on this, even shalei b'makim igun. And it comes out, the Beis Shmuel says, the nafkamina between them is if the husband's here. If you have a get, ayidei shliach, and the husband's here, he's in the city, or he's in the bezdin, he's standing here, like the Rajba, you could still do it, because it makes a kail. Maybe it makes even a bigger kail if the husband's here and he still does ayidei shliach. And like the Ran, you can't be mekel, because we're only mekel b'makim igun. And shalai b'makim igun, we're not going to be mekel.
Like the Rashba, why does the Mishnah
say that it's possible? The Mishnah should just say that you could give it only on a day Shliach. And Rashba should argue that you could give it even on a day Shliach. Why does the Mishnah say the Seitzah? Why does the Moshe give us the same Eitzah, Nechtav V'yayim, and Nechtav Balayla? Yes, so Beis Shmuel brings this Kasha. Brings this Kasha, I think, from the Tshuvas Harash. Kasha is asking, if there's such an Eitzah, why it doesn't say the Eitzah? So I'm not sure how to answer it. Beis Shmuel is either Sivkot Mavav, I think, or Chazayim Mavav. Davni Meluim is Mesupik, that maybe there'll be a nafkamina between the Rajba and the Ran in a case where the husband gave the get himself for Halachloi and he traveled afterwards from Dina Sayyam. So, like the Rajba, it's a chapasal because the husband gave it himself. So, Davni Meluim is Mesupik, like the Ran, maybe once it becomes a case of Igon, maybe we'll be Makel. I don't understand exactly why he's mitzadet to lahakel. Lamaisa, there's no kail in that case. But Lamaisa, that's the Moon brings such a suffix. The Beis Shmuel, though, is mesupik in this kula. So we have this kula in Bezdin. If it got late, that you could do it al yedei shliach. That Beis Shmuel is mesupik. If that's true, even by a real shtar mugdim, nichtav b'yayin v'nichtam b'layla, someone's written l'chatchila as a shtar mugdim, like it says in the Mishnah Apostle. So the Beis Shmuel is mesupik if that would work in every shtar mugdim. Well, dafka, in such a kind of shtar where it was originally written with the proper intention to be given that day, and it just got late in Bezdin. The Rebbe Shmuel is not machriya. He brings a rush. And Taka asks the Lashon Mishnah is mashma dichta b'yayin. The dichta b'layla is always possible. Because mashma is always possible. There's no eitzah. And the Rebbe Shmuel is mesupik. What would be the din in such a case where they deliberately wrote a shtar mugdim, ba'aveira, and now an erlich hadayin wants to see that the get should be given? So maybe you could do it al yedei shliach. L'maaseh will help. Maybe not. The Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkot Zayin, he brings a nice hachra from the Sefer Get Pashut, the Sefer Hilchos Gittin. The Sefer Get Pashut, he says a very geshmaka thing. I mentioned to you, even though a lot of you argued with me, but I mentioned to you 2 days ago that if Edim sign, deliberately sign the Shtar Mugdim, they're really Psulei Edis afterwards. They're really psuleiitis. They're even averus. They signed the shtar mugdim. That's a psuleiitis. So some of you asked me, it's not a real lav. It's not a lav sheish b'malkus. But lemaisa, the halacha is that way. That if Eidim deliberately signed the shtar mugdim, they're psuleiitis afterwards. You know, it's no jokes. Somebody signed deliberately, signed a line in the shtar. We're not going to accept his eidus again in the shtar until he can prove somehow that he did tshuva. Safik had Pashut. The Beis Shmuel Safik, if you have a real Shtar Mugdim, could you do this Eitzah? He says, you can't do the Eitzel. Because if they deliberately signed a shtar with the wrong date, the shtar itself is possible. It's psulei eidus. The eidim was signed it that way, absolutely. If, when they signed it, they somehow signed it b'shegeg, they can show that they made a mistake in the date, they made a toss on the date, so if they could somehow show that it wasn't done deliberately, or that they were imam mutter, they've signed it. Rachinami, then the eitzel will apply, then it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what you were telling me last time, that they don't become psul until they finish the signature. At the time they start the signature, they share. So the first half of the signature is good, the second half is possible. It is. The Shmaitzer says that it's a good get when the Adam signed the psul. Okay, I'll compare him to get poshut, says it's not. Which is really the glattest svara, is that if Adam deliberately signed a shtar the psul, it's possible. And therefore he says that you can't do it by a real shtar mubin. That's why in the Shulchan Aruch it gives such a tzior. When the Bezdin was writing, it got late, that there was nothing was done by Aveira. And only in such a case to say it applies. But la'alacha, he says clearly, halacha ka'arashba, v'loi ka'aran, that the din is like the Rashba, and like the Stivas HaShulchan Aruch, and this is an Eitzah. If you have a shtar that's mubin la'maisa, this is a good Eitzah, the kachaymala. Alright, let's go back to a discussion, which is really a very breaker discussion. I don't want to start with it, this is to go on for a whole shiur. I want to keep on covering ground. But I want to get back to the Taisus Gazier and comparing it to Taisus Mishum on the Yomid Aleph. I'll try as much as I could to give you the Ikrei Yisaitis of the Inyan. The Chazaka de Meikara is the strongest Chazaka in the world. Xeris HaKasuv, the Gemara, is a Chazaka de Meikara. And if it's a physical Chazaka de Meikara, that's the strongest thing. The Chazaka of a Metzias, the Meikara, we say it remained that way. There's no question that's the best Chazaka. Taisus on the Yomid Aleph said that if against the Chazaka de Meikara, you have both the number two and number three Chazakas, you have both a chazaka de meikara of din and a chazaka de hashta. Two and three together are stronger than number one. So what was our case? The chazaka de meikara says she was an eishes ish when she was mezana. Because meikara she was an eishes ish. We don't know when she was mezana. Chazaka de meikara says she was an eishes ish when she was mezana. Cheskes kashrus says she was a grusha when she was mezana. Chazaka de Hashta, right now she's a Gerusha, says she was a Gerusha when she was Mizana. So we have this big question, when was she Mizana? Eishes Ish or Gerusha? So number one says Eishes Ish, numbers two and three say Gerusha. Taisin Yamin Al said, she doesn't get Misa, we say two and three, she's a Gerusha. Rashi, quoted in Taisus Gazier, appears to say the reverse. Rashi's going on a case of a shtar where the zman was erased in the shtar, there's a mechikas hazman, and she brings it into Bezdin. So Rashi says we're going to give her misa. Why are we going to give her misa? Because of the chazaka de meikara. We don't know when the get was given. Chazaka de meikara says she was an eishes ish. Chazaka de hashta cheskes kasher says was a grusha. Rashi says we're going to give her misa. And Rashi shita Parshas is not like the Taisus on the Yamin Aleph, at least the way we explained Taisus on the Yamin Aleph from the Shemites and the Peshu and the Riki Begin, which was this explanation. So Parshas, Rashi is not like Taisus. Is there a makar to say that anybody argues with Taisus? The answer is yes. There's a Taisus in Ksuvis, which the Peshu says does not hold of this rule of two against one. Taisus and Ksubis is going on a case there, Pesach Pesuach Metzasi. A man finds that his wife is not a Besula. The Shaila is, when was she Mizana? Ushivizana tahtav, after their kedushin, or before the kedushin. So Tosis says to Kasha, we should give her a cheskes kashrus. Every woman starts with a cheskes kashrus. Assume she was a kosher woman. Frek Tosis, give her a cheskes kashrus. Let's say she was mizana earlier, before she was in Eishes Ish. Right, the case of Ksubis is the opposite of us. Right, by us, later is better, because later she became a Grusha. Case of Ksubis, she didn't get a get. The case of Ksubis, it's better if she was on her earlier before she was married. So there, a cheskes for Tysus, give her a cheskes kashrus. And for Tysus, no. What's stronger, the cheskes kashrus or the cheskes haguf? Cheskes haguf, she was born a basula. So the cheskes haguf says she was a basula as late as possible, and then she became ois basula, she was mizana later. So Zaktaisus, the cheskes haguf is stronger than the cheskes kashrus. So chazak d'mei kara is stronger than the cheskes kashrus. And therefore, we ask her to her husband, we say she was mizana later. So she takes Taisus. Zaktaisus, the pnei Yeshua. That's also a case of two against one. There too. You have chazak d'mei kara, she was a basula, which says she was mizana later. You have a cheskes kashrus, says she was mizana earlier. You have a chazaka de hashta, now she's a ba'ula, says she was mizana earlier. It's also one against two. And there, Tosfos says, you go bas the chazaka de meikara. So we see that there's such a concept that you go, that there's a Tosfos shita in Ksubis, not like Tosfos shita in Gittin. The Tosfos shita is that chazaka de meikara overpowers even number two and three together, that overpowers it, and chazak the meikar is stronger. Memela, pashtus, that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita will be that way, that the chazaka number two and three is stronger than is not stronger than chazaka number one. Chazak the meikar always wins, chazakuf the meikar. And Rashi argues with Taisis, machlex Rishayim. We're not making up a new Shita because we find such a Shita. So it's a machlaikis. Well, fine. The machlaikis, two shittas. There's a Mishnah, which I mentioned to you last time. The Mishnah says, you have a mikveh that you knew was kosher. They filled up the mikveh, it had 40 saw, it was a kosher mikveh. Somebody tabled in the mikveh. Afterwards he came out. And then we found that the mikveh was chaser. It didn't have the full 40 sa'ah. We don't know what was with the mikveh at the time he titled. The din there is that he's tamei. He's tamei. Even though there's a chazaka de meikara that the mikveh was full. Number one says that he's tar. Because meikara, chazaka de meikara, the mitzias is, it had 40 sa'ah. Why don't we say it was missing later? So the Gemara says there's a tarti l'reyesa. There are two bad things against him. What are the two bad things? Cheskes tameh, which is number two. And chazak de hashta, that's chasa, which is number three. So two and three overpower number one. That Mishnah is a raya to our Tosfos. That two and three beat one. And it's a kasha on Tosfos in Ksubis and a kasha on Rashi Shita. And Pinshua asks this kasha, and he blinds on the Tzarechian, that we're going to make a machlekes Rishonim out of it if two and three beat one, but 1 minute, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah says two and three are stronger than one. So Rabbi Kida Eger says a teretz, and he's explaining Tosfos Ksubis, which is really explaining Rashi also. Kida Eger says, when I say number two and three, by now you should follow what I'm talking about. The chazak is on the board, right? When do we say number two and number three are stronger than chazaka at the meikara? Only in a case where number three is mechazik number two. In other words, if two and three come to the same conclusion for different reasons, we don't combine them. It's only where the mechazik one the other. In other words, by a mikveh. The fact that mikveh is chaser That is mechazek the cheskas tuma. And he was tummy till now. So he's tummy till now, he stayed tummy. If the mikvah is chasur, it means he stayed tummy. Two and three work together. If two and three go together, then two and three are stronger than one. Not so in the Gemara Ksuvis. What was the case of Ksuvis? A man gets married, his wife is a ba'ula. He's not sure if she mizana tachtav or not. Chazok de Meikara says she was mizana later, tachtav. Number two and three want to be stronger. What's two and what's three? Number two, she has a cheskes kashrus. Cheskes kashrus says she must have been mizana before she got married. Number three, she's a ba'ula. But when you marry her, she's a ba'ula. What business she have being a ba'ula? She was never married before. Does the fact that she's a ba'ula tell us that she's an ishak shera? No. If she be a basula, God would tell us she's an ishak shera. Being a ba'ula is not more of a raya that she's an ishak shera. Number three is not mechazik number two. Number two there is, she's a kshera, so she wasn't a zanatah. Number three is, supposed to prove number two, chazaka da'ashna. Now, if now she'd be a basula, that would be mechazik number two, that she's isha kshera. The fact that she's a ba'ula now, is not mechazik, that she's isha kshera. It's true, chazaka da'ashna would say that she was nibbala earlier. But in svara, they don't work together. The chazaka da'ashna is not mechazik, the chazaka of kashrus. So memela, that's Rashi shita, Taisa shita, that's pshat in this shita that two and three are not stronger than one. Why are they not stronger than one? Because they don't go together. By mikvah, everyone's maida. Two and three go together. But here, two and three don't go together. Since they don't go together, they in our sugya, what's number two and what's number three? You have to help cut. What's the shayla in Asugya? She was mizana. Eidim say she was mizana. When was she mizana? Earlier or later? So let's see, do number two and three go together? Two and three both say later. But do two and three, do they go together? Number two says, she has a cheskes kashrus, and she wouldn't be mizana tachtav. Number three says, this woman is an Isha Megureshes. Does being an Isha Megureshes tell you that she's an Isha Kshayra? Nothing to do with it. The fact that a woman is a Megureshes tells me she's a Kshayra. There are just as many Isha Kshayra are not Megureshes as Megureshes. Being a Megureshes is not Mechazek that she's an Isha Kshayra. There are two separate Chazakis. One Chazakis says that she's Mizana later because she's a Kshayra. And one says that she's Mizana later because Chazaka da'ashta, she's a Grusha now. Sometimes she was a Grusha. They don't work together. They just come to the same conclusion. Rabbi Akiva Eger's whole yesod in explaining Rashi and Taisa Shita is to explain that the only time we say two and three go together is where they mechazik each other, where they prove each other. A mikvah chaser is a reason that the person is tamei. If we had mikvah malei, he wouldn't be tamei. It's a mikvah chaser. That's the siba that he's tamei. Then it goes together. Being a grusha doesn't prove that a woman is a ishak sheira. The cheskes kasher doesn't have anything to do with being a grusha. Meila, that's the hesber in Taisa Shita and Ksuvis, as I state in Rabbi Akiva Eger. All I'm saying is that would be the hesber in Rashi Shita here in the same doubt.
Her being grusha helps her cheskes kasher. It's the other way. If she wasn't divorced, she loses her. Being
the grusha, I mean, we're saying because the mikvah is chaser,
that's helping him be remain the tamei. But just because
he's tamei doesn't mean the mikvah is chaser. Yeah, there, if the mikvah would be malei,
so that's the point. There, if the mikvah would be malei, it wouldn't be tamei. But if you say the
other way, it doesn't help. All I need is to find the difference between the case of mikvah and Rashi, and as long as I found the difference, it's not trying Rashi.
I think because it helps both ways, that I think they are helping one another. But you can't say it one way, so what? I understand what you're doing.
All I need is to be metallic between the two cases. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's point. Rabbi Akiva Eger's, the whole point is Chazaka Dehashta only works to be mechazik the Chazaka, the Meikara of Din.
But it is.
That's all it works.
If
It's not mechazik at all. Why being a grusha? Why does that prove that she's a ksheira? We want to know, is she a ksheira, isn't she a ksheira? Being a grusha doesn't tell us she's a ksheira. It just comes to the conclusion that she was mizana not tachta.
But being closer than Tom is coming, it's only telling me something because she went into it. But here was the same thing. Because she had with mizana, so now her being Garusha tells her that's some kashas.
Yeah, but the question is not when she was mizana, was she a ksheira? The question is she an ish ksheira in the first place? Here, the issue is the man Tomei or not? That's totally Tully in his tefillah in the mikvah. Whether she's a ksheira or not, there's a question, was she a ksheira? Does she have the cheskas ksheira? That's not proven from this. Okay, I want you to know a klal. The Shmaitza has an arichus in Shmaitza Gimel. Whether there is even such a thing as a chazaka dehashta. What is chazaka dehashta? I'll tell you a case. It's one of the cases that I think the Shmaitza brings. Let's say you have a bar mitzvah boy like Parsha Zachar. Okay, halacha is Parsha Zachar is deraisa. 13-year-olds not supposed to learn Parsha Zachar. Even if it's bar mitzvah that Shabbos. Last year we had a bar mitzvah in shul Parsha Zachar, but we don't let the bar mitzvah boy learn Parsha Zachar because deraisa you have to have sheisaris. You don't go for the chazal. You don't say this. You have a shayla. It happened in shul bar mitzvah boy learn Parsha Zachar. Later in the afternoon they realized the big shayla with a yaitzer. So the father took the bar mitzvah boy into a room. And he checked. When he comes out, he says, yeah, he has shtei saris. Is that good enough? The father's neman. The halacha is the father's neman to say his son has shtei saris. Is that good enough? We know that in the afternoon he had shtei saris. Did he have shtei saris in the morning? So what? So the question is, and this the Shmaitza brings a Rashba. Except he doesn't talk about Parsha Zachar. He talks about a 13-year-old's Mekadosh and Isha. And then they checked if he has Shtei Saris. Same question, really. He says it depends if there's such a thing as Chazaka Demeikara. There's Chazaka Dehash. There's no Chazaka Demeikara. Because even though a child is born without Shtei Saris, when he turns 13, it's Asui L'Shtanis. It's normal for him to get Shtei Saris. So there's no chazaka de meikar, there's no cheskes kashrus, no cheskes. There's only a question of chazaka de hashta. Do we say a chazaka de hashta goes back? The Shmaitza is mesupik, he's titled Machlek Shushainim. Is there any such thing as chazaka de hashta? The truth is, chazaka de hashta, pashtus, what does chazaka de hashta mean? What does it mean chazaka de hashta? Because now it's this way, it was this way in the morning. Who says? We know it changes sometime. He says, because this way now is this way earlier. It's not poshut that there's such a thing as chazaka d'hashta. I'm mentioning this because this Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that it doesn't work the way we thought when we started. When we started, we thought, well, chazaka number one, let's say, is worth 10 points. Chazaka number two is worth 7 points. Chazaka number three is worth 5 points. So you have 2 and 3 together. That's more points than chazaka number one, so it wins. No, really, chazaka d'hashta is really may even be nothing by be'etzem. Chazaka d'hashta by itself is really it's a suffix, even if it's a something. Chazaka d'hashta is something when it's mechazik the cheskas kashrus. If it gives evidence, if it works with the cheskas kashrus, then it could be such a concept. But not be'etzem. The chazaka d'hashta means something. This is the it says in the Shmaitza. Rather, Rabbi Vega says there is such a thing as Chazaka D'Hashta. He says clearly, even says a svara to it. But again, my point is that you should be aware of this Machlokes Rishayim here in the Sugya. There's still loose ends with it, but daya for that. Tomorrow we're going to go into the next piece of Gemara Itzmar till Mishamit, till the Sugya of the Mishamit.